Hello and welcome there, folks. James Hilliard here with another edition of Connection Point. Today's podcast, Accelerate Your Business While Saving Money with HP Printers. I think we can probably all agree that it's critical for organizations of all sizes to maximize their budgets and eliminate wasteful spending. Think about this, though. Do you know how much your printer fleet may be costing your organization? If you go out there and put a little pen to paper, do some numbers, you might discover that the total budget dollars eaten up by printing could stand a reduction. Question a lot of people think about, though, is where do you start? Well, the costs of managing a printer fleet may appear to be a little bit beyond your control to contain, but a printer refresh and consolidation, deploying multi-function devices, MDFs, using innovative inks and toners, and simple tips to reduce paper usage can all add up to save your organization a lot of money and free up money within your budget. On this episode of Connection Point, fortunate to have Scott Sherman on board. Scott is the commercial product manager at HP. Been part of HP since 1985. Back then, he was designing high-performance test and measurement systems. He moved on to printers in 1995. Here today to talk about how HP printers of today can really maximize your budget and eliminate wasteful spending. And Scott, really appreciate you taking time and joining us today.
Thanks a lot, James.
I mentioned just a moment ago in my introduction here, vital these days that we maximize our budgets. And we are out there, all the folks listening to us, they're trying to save money wherever they can. A lot of people don't, I think, typically think about printers as a way within their organization that they can save money. We just kind of think, oh, those are just the machines over in the corner or near our desk or near our business unit. Let's talk a little bit about the fact that that really is an area where people can save a lot of cash these days.
James, you're absolutely right. You know, sometimes people recall a printer they may have gotten years ago, perhaps free with a PC, and noticed how the ink in that printer may have been pretty expensive. Today, that's changed. For example, today's OfficeJet Pro printers provide up to 50% lower cost per page than color lasers and can save up to 50% on energy.
And that energy thing is something I hear a lot of folks, whether they're talking about their data center or in the office environment. Saving energy is an important thing. Sometimes we don't think about some of the older printers that might be using more electricity and energy there. So those, though, are pretty big numbers you're putting out there. 50% lower cost in terms of ink or an energy thing. How has that become possible? What's been going on to bring those changes to us now and those savings to us?
To understand how HP can do that, we'll need to take a little bit of look under the hood. A laser printer, as you may know, melts toner onto paper to provide a printed output. Works really well. There's lots of them around. To do so, it needs a lot of parts. It needs a laser, an electrical charging roller, something called a photoconductive drum, a transfer roller, and a fuser. That's what melts the toner onto the page, and a whole lot more. An inkjet printer doesn't need any of the above parts. So as a result, for any given performance level, by performance level, pages per minute, one can build and sell an inkjet printer for less. And since there's no need for the fuser, that's the heater that melts the laser toner onto the page, OfficeJet Pro can save up to 50% on energy costs compared to a laser. To translate that into, you know, dollars would depend on, you know, how many pages and what your electricity costs. But think of $10 to $20 per printer a year as kind of a proxy for the energy savings.
And again, that can really add up to major savings when you're talking about these large organizations that have a lot of, you know, a couple printers per floor or per business unit. So those can really add up here. More and more these days, I think folks are familiar with the fact that printing has become faster. Multi-function devices also kind of improve the speed of our general workflow. You and I know this. You know this probably more and better than anybody. We were promised this paperless office. I remember that talk 10, 15 years ago. Fact is, has not materialized. Don't think it will materialize. So we still have a lot of these paper-based processes, but we want to be able to make them move faster, no longer just standing around the copier printer for, you know, 10 minutes talking about sports and stuff. We want to keep our business moving here. So let's do this for the next couple minutes, Scott. Talk about some of the ideal customers for these types of products.
So when people ask that question, they often think of what are called, sometimes called verticals, you know, finance, healthcare, manufacturing, public sector, and so on. And when I look deeper into what these organizations need, they're all, I mean, they have different needs, of course, but they have some of the same core needs. They're wanting lower cost per page, lower acquisition costs, and yet still be full featured. Another thing sometimes people think of is company size, big companies, big printers. But how HP is thinking of it is more who is going to be using the printer. For example, there's some very large companies, tens of thousands of people, but their businesses are 3- and 4-person offices all around the country. So even though it's a large company, the number of users is 3 people. So let's take a closer look at the products we have for those groups. HP OfficeJet Pro is what we've designed for 1 to 5 users. Examples would be teleworkers, field sales agents, people working in branch offices, and then sometimes areas, you know, in the big headquarter office, like HR, legal, perhaps the corporate offices who need or want a private color printer. We recently introduced the HP OfficeJet Pro X series for 3 to 15 users, and that is perfect for remote offices, branch offices, and small work teams.
All right, so we've got an idea of kind of the size of teams, and you're saying that's much more important for organizations to focus on. Let's do this. Let's dive into those smaller groups, right, the 1 to 5 users. What then HP products are available for them to be evaluating?
Sure. We have several, but let's focus on 2. And, you know, when we say number of users, there's no policeman. If more people use it, that's fine. If one person wants to use it, that's fine. But they're kind of a proxy for page volume. So the following two printers I'll mention are for up to, say, 1,250 to 1,500 pages a month. The OfficeJet Pro 8600 Plus is a full-featured printer. It includes ePrint, AirPrint. In other words, print from your mobile device right to the printer, and either from Apple products or Samsung products. Professional results, the pigment inks resist smears, highlighter, and water. And they also have a feature to where you can scan or route incoming email, or incoming faxes to a network folder or email, all without a PC. They fully connected, you know, either USB, wired, or wireless. They have manageability features, HP WebJet admin, and then support for managed print services. And the optional large capacity cartridges contain up to 2,300 pages for the black ink. Moving up in the lineup, we have the recently introduced HP OfficeJet Pro 276DW. It has all the features that I just mentioned. Plus, it adds HP Universal Print Driver. That lets IT administrators use the same print driver across multiple print devices. Later on this year, we plan to add support for HP Access Control, which is badge reading or pen printing, and HP Capture and Route, which lets customers do automate workflow. And it also has secure wireless connectivity with WPA2 Professional.
All right, so just to recap there, I was jotting down notes here. 1,200 to 1,500 pages per month printing in a group of about 1 to 5 users. We're talking the OfficeJet Pro 8600 Plus and then the 276DW. So folks, they can jot those down. And again, I'll give some contact information at the end here. So if you don't get everything jotted down, we'll give you information so you can reach out and get more information about what some of the products are that we're talking about here. Let's move on. Scott, 3 to 15 users, what's available there?
Well, I have some more great news for 3 to 15 users. We recently introduced the world's fastest desktop printer, twice as fast at half the cost. This is the HP OfficeJet Pro X series. There's several members of that family. The fastest one will print up to 70 pages a minute in general office mode. These are recommended for up to 4,200 pages per month. They have a variety of additional features, large paper trays. They ship standard with 500 sheets plus an extra 50-sheet tray. And you can purchase an optional second paper tray for a total of 1,050 pages. It to be able to do this, it has HP's revolutionary new technology called page-wide array. Instead of the print head moving back and forth across the page to print, it prints the whole width of the page all at the same time.
And that I can see how that could probably add to then the speed of printing there. So cool on that. And that was, again, the X series out there for people to focus on. And again, when I'm looking back through my notes here as we're going through the savings. And again, I go back to the kind of 50% energy cost when you compare them to a laser printer. It sounds like you're getting some cost savings and not really giving up any quality that someone might be used to if they have had a fleet of lasers already in their organization.
That's correct. I've shown this technology live to literally thousands of people over the past few years. In fact, over the past few months. And, I look at the printout and people are saying, well, this looks great. It's crisp, it's sharp, and it works very well. But if HP does have a full range of products, for example, if people need higher duty scanning, they might want to take a look at the HP Flow MFP we recently introduced. The scanner in that has, I'll call it two cameras, but it scans both sides of the page at the same time and is rated for thousands of pages per day of scanning. So for people with high workflow needs, the Flow MFP would be perfect for them.
Yeah, and I've heard and been talking to a lot of folks in the medical industry recently with all the electronic medical records coming online and the need to get all of those paper documents that you and I as patients are filling out on board. I know that those ideas of scanning and everything are something that's having a big uptick within healthcare right now. Bottom line, and in looking to wrap up here shortly, Scott, but it looks like there are a lot of options for folks to save, one, money. Energy, obviously, and that translates to money. Save time as well. The faster we can get these prints out, the better and faster we can get back to working and collaborating with the teams and things like that. So that's good. We've just scratched the surface. I know that there are a lot more solutions available. Let me do this. Let me give you a quick minute here. What else should we be thinking about? Should people do some Google searches on to get more information about some other products that are available, part of the whole kind of print family?
You're right. Let me just close with one other product, the Hewlett-Packard OfficeJet 150 Mobile All-in-One. It's the world's first mobile all-in-one. It prints, obviously, scans, and copies, and includes a battery that will let you print up to 500 sheets on a charge. And there's an optional 12-volt adapter and or a briefcase that can also hold your laptop as well. So people who buy that would be mobile professionals in say banking, insurance, federal agencies, and many more.
I'm thinking tax day passed us recently. Accountants and all could benefit from some of that there. So, all right, pretty cool. That was the OfficeJet. It was the 150 mobile all-in-one. Did I get that correct?
Yes, you did. That's correct.
All right, excellent. Well, hey, good stuff. Folks, I'm going to give you that contact information so you can reach out to get more. Before I do that, though, Scott, got to give you the big old thank you, sir, for taking time and joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome. I was glad to be here.
And folks, as we do wrap up here, again, one of the messages I'm hearing, I think you did hear as well, it was pretty clear from Scott. If you have a chance to refresh printers, deploy smart tactics, you're going to be able to free up some of your budget these days. Because the less time you spend handling paper and waiting for those prints, the more time, again, as I just mentioned, you can spend engaging in what most matters most to your organization. That's working with your colleagues, getting business done. If you are interested in learning more about the benefits of a printer refresh with HP products, then turn to PC Connection and discover the difference. Contact your account manager today to learn what HP technology can do for you. You can learn more online at pcconnection.com. You are also invited to call 1-800-800-0014 to speak to a rep. And if you want to send us an email, you can do that. Pretty simple. connect@pcconnection.com. With that, we're going to wrap things up. Once again, I'm James Hilliard. Thanks for joining us on this installment of Connection Point.